And welcome back to the Silver and Black Radio Podcast exclusive. So we are here at TBH Dallas at the Longhorn Ice House in Dallas, Texas. And I got my boy.
Yes, sir.
DFW for life.
Don, baby.
Down here. So, hey, Don. So we've been asking. The big question is, okay.
All right.
What does Antonio Pierce have to do these next five games in order for him to retain, for the Raiders to retain him long term? What's your opinion, brother?
Honestly, man, in my opinion, if he's going to win at least three more games, I think the man deserves a shot of being a head coach. At least three more games. We got a little tough little run coming up. If he can get three more wins in there, he deserves a shot at it.
Okay. So you're saying three wins, that puts us at eight?
We're at five right now. That puts us at eight wins.
That probably doesn't put us into the playoffs.
Oh, no. I don't see the playoffs, okay. Honestly. Being honest.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Being honest.
So we say, okay, you get three wins. Okay. Now, for you, I'm going to put you in the seat. All right?
All right.
You become Mark or Al
Mark,
Dave.
Mark Davis.
Mark Al. One of the Davises.
I'm Mark Davis. Yeah. All right.
You say, hey, he gets you those three wins. How do you structure that contract? I mean, like, do you give him a two-year, three-year?
Yeah, I was about to say that. It's going to be a two-year. Not no long-term, not a lot of money into it. It's going to be 2 years. First-time head coach, I say 2 years, $10 million. Yeah, just to get, I don't know. Just we already got money tied up in Gruden. We got money tied up in McDaniels. We can't have money tied up in him if he don't work out.
Yep. So here's my thoughts, okay? And let me give you these thoughts. What would you say if we said, hey, we're going to give you a three-year contract, okay? Mm-hmm. And in those 3 years that you said, hey, the wage is not going to be very high. But if in those 3 years you make the playoffs, we will retroactively boost your salary, okay, and then extend your contract forward. So that way, let's say, after you hit the playoffs, you get an automatic another 3 years. Thoughts.
Now that sounds like a damn player. You ought to be the damn GM. I like that. I wouldn't have thought about that. Retroactive, he get us in the playoffs. That makes perfectly damn good sense. I like that.
Yeah, so that's one thing that we said, hey, you know what? Because I understand what you're saying with the contract structures and the way that it is, that we have entirely put way too much money into these guys out in public. So if we're saying, hey, man, we got 3 years, you're going to have this done, and then you make the playoffs and you get extended, I think that motivates me as a coach.
You damn straight. You damn straight. It's going to motivate the GM. Hey, we're going to get the right people in here. If we're going to let Josh Jacobs go, we're going to let him go. We're going to resign him. We're going to get a right. I like Aiden O'Connell. If he don't work out, hey, shit, we go draft a quarterback. Hey, I like that.
Okay.
I like
so
that.
So we talked head coach, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, how about when we talk about offensive coordinator, okay? We got Bo, okay? Now, do you think if we re-sign AP, do we keep Bo?
Man, I'm going to say yeah. If that's AP guy and AP want him, yeah, keep him. If that's AP guy and he want him, keep him.
No, I agree with you. And that's where you have to say, hey, your coaching staff, your coach has to build it.
Yeah.
Now that we got – I think if we keep Antonio Pierce, we're keeping Champ Kelly. No problem.
Yes.
Now, do you think we go back to the way that it was with Gruden, where and these last couple coaches where the teams are very run by the coach instead of the GM? Or do you prefer when the GM is in charge and he is the one that's making
they
a lot?
They got the final call. I prefer when the GM has the final call because we got the head coach McDaniels fucked us on. Excuse me. I don't know if I can cuss or not.
You can.
McDaniels fucked us on a lot of shit, so I like for the GM to have the final call. I agree with that 100%. Let the GM have the final call.
No, so and I like that. So that's why we're like, hey, we looked at it and we say, hey, you know, we have – all this stuff, all these contracts, all these movements, right? So you have Bo. If you got your guy Bo and you like him and he's, like, stable there, boom, you keep him,
right?
Now, let's say we decide not to keep AP, which, you know, there's a possibility.
Yes.
Where would you like the team to go?
I keep reading the reports about Mark Davis really wants John Gruden back. I don't want to go back in the past. We got to move forward as a club, as a team.
Yeah.
So if they say Jim Harbaugh, if he want a shot, come on down, or anybody, but don't go back to John Gruden if AP is not the guy.
No, absolutely. And I mean, like, you know, John Gruden 1.0, fantastic.
Yes.
John Gruden 2.0,
no.
So what are we going to get with John Gruden 3.0?
The same shit.
So that's why we're like, yeah, I get what you're saying. We bring fresh new blood. We bring something else. Now, do you have a coach that you're like, hey, I think this guy's pretty much a front runner if we don't have AP? Or do you think it's pretty open right now?
I like, what's the damn guy?
He's coach for?
He with the Buffalo Bills, the offensive coordinator with the Buffalo Bills. I cannot think of his name right
Ken
now.
Ken Dorsey that got fired?
The offensive coordinator?
Yeah, the offensive coordinator for Buffalo got fired, Ken Dorsey.
Why did he get fired? It should have been a damn defense.
But he got fired because, remember that he got fired after Allen threw all those interceptions.
Well, that wasn't his fault. But, yeah, I like Ken Dorsey, though. I like the way he calls his offense. When I play Madden, I use their playbook.
He said, hey, Madden time, baby, let's go.
This deep in 100. But, yes. Yeah, you know what? I like Ken Dorsey. And then college-wise, it would be Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, we know Saban ain't coming aboard. I just don't know. But, you know, just if it ain't going to be AP, just don't go back to Gruden. Just get somebody else and look fresh and get some fresh meat and get some fresh ideas in there. You know, because Raider Nation's starving for wins. We starving to get back into the playoffs. Hey, we want to dance Super Bowl, so we just need to do it. Just do it, damn it.
No, absolutely. And that's the way we're looking at it. And I'd be like, we were all sitting on the conversation, okay? Like, we sat there and we were sitting there and saying, hey, if we do this, okay, and you bring in another coach, you bring in a young guy, is Raider Nation going to be patient enough to go through the struggles of seeing a head coach again have to develop in front of our eyes and then grow?
Man, I was born in 77. I've been a Raider fan since 1985 when my uncle introduced me to the L.A. Raiders. So if I've been doing it all this time, I ain't going nowhere. So, yeah, I'll be patient. If it's going to produce longevity, we're going to get wins, we're going to be in the playoffs, I'll be patient. And I'm quite sure Raider Nation will be too. We ain't like a lot of these other damn fans jump off the damn bandwagon. Oh, I don't like football no more. Oh, I got a second team now. I got a third team now. Now, Raider Nation's not like that. Once we get it, we got it, we get it. We gonna talk shit, we gonna complain, but we gonna still support our motherfucking team.
Yeah, and I think, like, that's something that's important. I think Raider Nation needs to be a little patient if we do get a new head coach to say, hey, there's gonna be things. Now, what I would like to see, I mean, like, I would like to, for us to keep AP, to give Bo a whole OTA,
everything, exactly.
Give them their own playbook,
exactly.
and let them see them grow. But I just don't know what will happen. Now, I know we got 5 games, like we said. And you said we got to win 3.
At least 3.
I say we got to win 4.
You think 4?
We have to win 4 because a 4 puts us at 9. And I'm not saying playoffs. Possibility, which Stead says, okay.
That'll be 9-8. So we have to be 9-8.
And that's what I'm like. We basically the only team that we can only lose once. So basically, we if we lose to the Chiefs, we have to be
Minnesota,
Chargers, Broncos,
that's on fire,
and the Colts.
The Broncos is the last game of the season, guys.
On fire.
I think that game right there is gonna either launch us into the playoffs or. It's going to tell us, hey, we're staying home and we're drafting probably
6.
Top 10.
Yeah, we've been in the top 10. Yeah. We've been in the top 10.
So I'll be like, okay, let's say we don't make the playoffs, okay?
Right.
Last question for today, my brother, and I'm going to let you go because I know you got your drinks and you got people waiting. Guys, we're right here at a big old launch party. Now, hey, if you're the number one, if we got the number one draft pick, who are you drafting? And what, or? What position are you drafting?
Don't say that. Because if you say that, I'm going to say Caleb Williams. So don't say that. But I like Aiden O'Connell, so don't say that.
But
no.
Here's the thing. Like, in the first round, we're not going to have the first round pick. We're going to have a first round pick, but not the first pick.
Okay, I thought you said the first pick.
No. Okay. I said first round.
Oh, first.
Because we're not going to have the first pick.
Okay, my bad. So if you is Marvin Harrison able to come out this year? Ohio State. Marvin Harrison Jr.
You know what? I think he is eligible after this year.
Devontae, Marvin Harrison Jr. And then we got Jacoby Myers. We got Michael Myers. What's that name? Tight end? Michael Myers?
Michael Myers.
Myers. Thank you, sir. Yeah. I'm thinking of damn Halloween and shit. I would go with Harrison. I like that young fella. But then it's a linebacker from Oklahoma named Stroutman. I like that big white boy.
Bro.
That boy said, I'm like communion. I'm the cracker with the juice. I said, oh my goodness. I love this guy. He said that shit. I said, oh my goodness.
With that pick right there, bro, you got Spillane. You get that guy. You got Max Crosby on there.
Well, see, yes.
So, we're there with you. Hey. We're going to have you for the other hour.
Coming.
Got it.
I'll get you my info.
Yeah. Send me that stuff.
Well, you got my number.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just holler at me.
Hey, that's all in Daniels, guys, so you know. Hey, he was on the podcast earlier. We got to link up for hour two.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, he got to go grab the kids. We still at the TBH launch party. So
Black Hole Dallas.
Yes, sir. Let's go. Hey,
thank you.
You guys are going to catch a load of All In Daniels on the Silver and Black Radio podcast now, baby. Let's go.
Right, yes, sir.
Okay. So you said you like the linebacker out of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I think that's an interesting pick because it secures us defensively and it gives us a Mike linebacker that can be there for years. And we all know that Mike linebackers are the guys that kind of run the roost.
They're your quarterback.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting pick, and we like that pick. And we want to thank you, brother, for being on the Silver and Black Radio podcast,
Thank you. Thank you, man. That wasn't bad at all. Shit, man.